Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us today is Jack Mullen, and we're looking into some of the controversies that are going on in the world today about what is reality, what is not reality, what is the truth, what is not the truth. I learned a long, long time ago, just through trial and error, I guess, that the truth is the most repeated lie, and that every generation bequeaths to the next generation its truths, which were the best lies they had. And we take that and build a foundation on truth, knowing full well that's the truth. But in reality, it's the best pack of lies that we had. As I mentioned once in a show previously, too, if 100 years go by, and the official stories for everything that people have known and talked about in our living period of time are just not available, and you just have the official story, the generations that come after believe that as the truth. And then maybe someday an archaeologist was digging through some rubble and he found a computer hard drive and they were able to restore it. And maybe there were shows like this or other things or documents or something like that on the hard drive that said what you believed was the truth from the official story 100 years from now was viciously debated back and forth in the day. And a lot of people who were alive then didn't accept that as the truth. Then we're in a yin-yang situation about the truth and what it is. The truth has to be, primarily, overall, in a best system, is what you determine it to be based on not having prejudices about what the truth is and looking at things open-mindedly. I know in my own heart, and I've had a child involved in a bank holdup and a murder, held as a hostage. And a woman who was murdered was probably one of the dearest, sweetest women you'd ever want to meet. She knew my account so well, like she memorized my account numbers, and I was walking through the door with the baby carriages and things like that. She'd have all my receipts filled, or from the bank in those days when you did paper things. She'd have it all filled out. I just had to sign it and put the numbers on it. And she was just the most amazing, beautiful person. Viciously tortured and gunned down in a holdup because banks have what they call dual custody. You got two people that have to have combinations. And one wasn't in the bank. And they thought if they beat her hard enough that she's going to be able to open the safe. Well, she couldn't. She only has one combination. And then they shot her and killed her. And my daughter was in the, going out for pizza from school and a lunch break. And one of the robbers grabbed her and dragged her in and held her down on the ground as a hostage. And then another man covered her with his body to protect her. I don't know who he was, but that's all I can say is power to you, brother. God bless you for putting your body in the line of fire to save my child. Because if it happened, you may have given your life for that. And those are the dynamics of a deadly force confrontations that can just pop out of the sky. It's just a beautiful day. Everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, something goes south really bad. And there are serious consequences. And some of these consequences, many lives are lost. And then we have values that we say are our freedoms. And sometimes they're put to the test. And many, many people have to fight in horrendous battles for these freedoms. And many, many tears are shed all through history. If you Google, cemeteries, military cemeteries, and I picked American ones because this is primarily an American operation, and I look at these vast, vast acres of land with crosses all around them. And I look at all these people who died, gave their lives fighting for what they believed in, which hopefully wasn't too big a lie, but that could very well be the truth too. But they believed in certain things, that certain truths were inviolate. And they made the final sacrifice. And all of them had connection somewhere. Tears are shed. Mothers are crying. Fathers are crying. Husbands are crying. Wives are crying. Children are crying. Grandparents, friends, other relatives. Your colleagues in arms, they're crying because they got to put you in the ground. And all those tears for what we believe in are automatically erased, that they don't matter anymore because maybe Mr. Posner has tears or maybe there's an agenda, and all that has to be erased. If that was my child that died that day, there is no way that I could say that you have to abandon all rights and freedoms to satisfy my emotional torment. To say that, okay, everybody's got to rot in prison without food and water until they die. No honest person can own a firearm because my kid was shot. That I have to turn the whole world upside down to suit my circumstances, which were just a passing moment in history that no one will know anything about shortly anyway. But it's gone. I don't think I have that right to tell the whole world to turn itself inside out, backwards and forwards, and take away every gain in human civilization that has ever been achieved for some purpose that may make me feel better or not. I don't think I have that right. And to take that is, I think, a travesty to everyone and everything. Even if you want to argue about up being down and down being up, knock yourself out. And who knows, maybe someday some mathematician will come around and prove you're right and I was wrong. And so it really doesn't matter so much, just as long as we're picking the dirt away and digging for the truth. Because sooner or later, when it hits us, it'll be like a shot in the eye. We'll know we've discovered it, and then what we thought before won't matter anymore because we finally uncovered this truth, and it is self-evident, and now we all know. But to come to a point where we think that we're doing some sort of good to destroy, bury, subvert, alterate people honestly picking for the truth. Be one thing if Fetzer was like, you know, a stalker or some evil person who's sending you, you know, evil messages or pictures or, you know, just demeaning you for nothing else because you've got nothing better to do or something like that. Okay, fine. You're going to have some liberty restrictions and some consequences. But if you're seriously looking for the truth and you're asking questions to determine that truth, that's what the system is supposed to be all about. And whether you do it on a college campus, in a court of law, or in a boardroom, or even standing in the park on a street on a soapbox, that is the ultimate right and freedom. And you never know. One day we may find it. But one thing I am very certain about, and maybe it's, you know, one of those things that's in the Bible too, when God says we're all sinners, is human beings have a propensity to lie or muddy the waters a little bit, so it makes the truth harder to discern. And so I look at it, and I was a peace officer before. I can't even say on this radio show what people used to call me at night when they were drunk, but I almost accepted that as my name. You know, somebody'd shout out and go, "Hey, you!" You know, and then, you know, after a couple of years, I'd almost answer to it. "Yeah, what do you want?" You know, I just take that as, you know, there has to be some kind of give and go here. You know, that I live in a free country. This isn't a police state, and yes, this guy is pretty low denominator here, for no doubt about that, with all the verbal abuse that comes out of him and stuff like that. But it's not like I'm going to go and take him out in the woodlot somewhere and beat him up or this or that. That just doesn't make the kind of country I want to live in. It's better I walk away with a little dirt to wipe off my shirt than I turn the whole country upside down and turn it into something that I wouldn't want my children to live into. And that's more important. That's got to be a lesson from these things like Sandy Hook or any other thing that happens, is there's no way that you throw away your whole existence as a civilized society with the fundamentals, especially the free speech and things that go along with it, because the history of mankind all through the ages, I've said many, many things that would have labeled me a heretic in certain eras, and I'd be burned at the stake. I'd probably be in good company, too. And, you know, even one of the great translators of Scripture was burned alive at the stake for daring to, you know, put these words down in English or language that someone could understand, because in Old English, it's almost like it's not English anyway. But that was the price that was paid for this free speech. And it's something we have to honor more than anything. And I think I would honor it more than my life, to say that this is something we should share. And if someone says something that's offensive or that you don't accept or you don't like, you're the ultimate censor. And there's a button or a dial that you can turn, and you can censor that, and it doesn't come into your ears. I do that all the time driving around. Like, I listen to all kinds of stuff on the radio, on some of the music stations where they do ads for stuff that just make me apoplectic. You know, it's just like, why am I listening to this? Oh, yeah, click. And I put on my CD and listen to music. And I said, I don't have to be programmed with this. You know, I'm the ultimate censor, the one who decides. And it shouldn't be, you know, the executives at Google or something like that, or worse, the state, or maybe them working hand in glove to do this. So hopefully we come to a point in time where, you know, I know when I was a child, I must have went to a very, very special school or something like that. I just can't imagine. It was public school. But I remember all the kids around me in grade 5, 6 era, stuff like that, saying that, you know, they believe so much in free speech that they'd fight to the death to support your right to free speech, even if they disagreed with you. And I just took that as, yeah, that's just like the sky's blue. You know, we all agree on that for obvious reasons. And then now I'm in a dystopian world where that doesn't matter anymore. But I left off listening to these police recordings for Sandy Hook, and it's very clear what's said there. You know, and you know, I faced the censor board too with that. I put up a recording on that with this, and I went through the recordings and talked and commented about it, and it was just going completely viral. And then they pulled my account, and you know, then it saw it off for 3 days. By the time I got it back and put back again, and everybody went somewhere else. But when you listen to those words, especially one of the police officers, he's running behind the school, and somebody's coming at him, and you hear like the words of fear in his voice. I'll never forget them. He goes, "He's coming at me! He's coming at me!" You know, and he's talking about the other shooters that they were describing at the school. But then another one said that it was a drill. He said that. You know, so, okay, well, what am I supposed to do with this stuff? Okay, this is the original best evidence recorded from an amateur radio club. And news media picked it up and sent it around. And, you know, it's still available on YouTube to listen. I'm sure that there's recordings of it around because it's so special. And this is the best evidence. And then later, the next day, I believe, the traffic helicopter flew over the school at the time, and they released their videos in many newspapers. And you see those persons that they were chasing behind the school, and they ran into the wooded area, and they're photographed from the helicopter, and you see them hiding there with the police running up to them and actually capturing these people. Well, who are they? You know, we saw the video and I heard the audio. Where did they go? You know, I guess Captain Kirk beamed them up and got the away team away before things really got too hot. But there are things there that have not been explained and that add soup to this broth, or broth to this soup, that you know, we have to examine, because we just can't let ourselves be taken away like gangsters picking us up, taking us on that one-way trip to the river with the cement galoshes, because we dared to ask some questions about maybe a government operation that went off the rails. And so who's doing this? Why are they doing it? They say my model now is, you know, there's no mistake that we were subverted, or we are an existence under occupation by a hostile, powerful force that has complete control over all the processes and develops all the technology and is prepared to take us to the nth degree, just as Elon Musk says, to turn us into cyborgs with an amalgamation of robotics and whatever we have, to turn us into something that's completely malleable and controllable. And this is the ultimate thing. So we need a common enemy. That's what I got into with my liberal friend with when I was debating global warming. If we have a common enemy, and it isn't Homo sapien, that's probably the best common enemy we have, because they can't sue us, because then they'd have to come out of their spaceships to do it. And you know, and part of it might be in your vernacular when you're debating or talking about these things. Go past what you obviously right. see and hear into some of these other things, because they're esoteric and they really can't pin you to the floor on things like that. But you can get out the message, but you do it in a better way that doesn't bring a lot of baggage along with you. And to tell you the truth, you know, if you listen to Paul Hayter, I see him in all of these UFO documentaries and stuff like that. He was our defense minister. He had keys to the store. And I know him personally. I met him many years ago, you know, because he was about the only person I could vote for at one point in time without holding my nose. And, you know, he invited me away for the magic weekend where you get an indoctrination session into money and banking. He taught the money and banking part. And I was floored. I had to go out for air. And then there was a lawyer who taught about free trade and what that really meant, like, the next day. And I had to go out for air again to breathe and then to be in a hotel with people who are knowledgeable, who really know things and are free thinkers and are bright. And, you know, that was shocking in its own right. There was no dead wood holding you down saying, oh, you can't think that. That's a conspiracy theory or that's a myth or this is this, this is that. Just cold, hard facts from very good people. And, you know, I'll never forget either one of them. The lawyer was Connie Fogel. They ran a party called the Canadian Action Party, which was based on the old Social Credit Party here in system that used to be in Canada. No relation to the Chinese program. It was just, you know, a money party based on the social credit system by the New Zealand economist who wanted governments to print their own money, not have central banks do it. And they say the fact that Hellyer's still alive and functional in his 90s is a good testimony, too. But I learned a lot from him, and I always like to go by the office once in a while and chum around. And there's nothing like being with one of your seniors to learn things about the world and what happened in the world. And that's one of the things he said has happened. You know, we have been under the guise of this powerful force, whatever we may wish to call it. I don't believe in space travel. I think that's too bizarre, but I will, you know, nudge to the fact that there could be a time travel element, and maybe all through history we've been fighting war like they play three-dimensional chess on Star Trek. You know, we're fighting a multiple-dimensional war that the enemy comes in, does things, leaves. You don't even know they were here because it's beyond your scope to understand the technology or ability. And, you know, maybe things have been left behind that we find, and we try to scratch our heads and figure out what that means. But to the people who are doing it or things that are doing it, it's very real. You know, Colonel Corso said that was silicon, that the silicon-based life form is the enemy. Well, there's a good thing you can scream at all day long, and nobody's coming after you for that one, and that's how we get to androids and the artificial intelligence and the technology that's leading us to what Scripture used to call the mark of the beast system. And, you know, you can knock yourself out with those words, and, you know, I don't think anybody's even going to want to give you a phone call and take you to court over something like that, because it's just too far removed, and they don't even want to admit who the actual enemy is, because that gives you some something to stand on. But it's just a terrible, terrible shame that, you know, we went from what used to be to what is, and that we can't have these free and open debates without weaponizing victims and emotions and turning them against ourselves as if they were some sort of virus to basically kill the state, at least the good ones, and turn them into the complete opposites of what they used to be. And, you know, we used to laugh as children about, you know, the Russian news media and the Cold War, and, you know, to think that they were the fake news or the falsehoods. And we didn't think to look at, well, how do we know what our side is telling? Is it factual and accurate? And what if the Russians told the truth? It's just we were programmed to think that they were the enemy and they couldn't. Those are very powerful things to deal with. And the only way you do it is they wrote things in the United States down, which a lot of other countries didn't do until it was too late and they were watered down. But they said things, and they were codified, and they were truths that were self-evident. And they wrote a constitution, and it had amendments, and they mean something, and they count for something. And you know who they are for the works that they do. And if they're trying to turn that inside out, backwards and forwards, and turning it into a wrong, something that's ultimately right, well, then you know who they are for their works, and it's clearly evident. So you don't vote for them, and you don't put them in office. And don't let Google do your thinking for you. Above all, don't let Google do your thinking for you. But that's another one of these aspects that, you know, we wanted to bring your attention to, and I'll be interviewed on that tonight in Toronto as well with Richard Serrett on his podcast about the insider whistleblowing, where an executive, Jen Janae of Google, was recorded covertly talking about how they can jig the system so that only things that they approve of will come up in the search engine, and they feel that they can get 20 million votes surreptitiously and take any chance away from Trump having a free, fair election. Well, the whole concept of what we live in, or what we think we live in, is the fact we have free, fair, and open elections. And if somebody wants to elect a kangaroo from the zoo, if it's done freely and fairly, I guess Skippy's the new boss. But that has to be important. It has to be more important than our own personal agendas. And it would be nice to see what we find corporate leaders or political leaders that actually agree with that. But they got caught. They're in hiding now, I hear. And they're pulling those videos left, right, and center all over the place for this Project Veritas, having this recording. Well, they're reporters. Reporters are to catch politicos or business people in their malfeasance. And they're the fifth estate. They're the ones who bring it to the ultimate court. This is here, the court of public opinion, and present the case, show it to the people. It doesn't mean that the other people are convicted. They have a right to offer their defense too and say, oh, no, sorry, you were mistaken. This Ms. Janae woman is, you know, trying to say that she has her privacy violated. Didn't see anybody saying that when they were going after President Trump with Stormy Daniels to say, oh, you had your privacy there, and God forbid they had a video of it. But this is the state of the world, and this is what reporting and journalism is all about, is to break those stories to you, the jury, the people who are listening, to make your own decisions. Freely, independently, on your own, and ultimately cast a ballot. How great is that? Who would want to take it away? Not me. Power to the people. Thanks for coming to Power Our Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and we're going to play with Jack Mullen on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algae on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
And we're off. Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us in this diabolical struggle for control of the human race and all of the resources of the planet Earth is Jack Mullen from Government Rag. Just a thorough, good old guy that, you know, you wish you had as your neighbor. You really do, you know. And I know there's a few Americans that I deal with that, you know, you just wish the fence wasn't so far away that you could lean over it once in a while and have a barbecue and share some good thoughts and ideas with, you know, just stellar, stellar people. And it's one thing I got to, you know, really admit. If I ever travel anywhere, I don't travel much, but, you know, I always remember the Americans. Because they're the life of the party, especially the vets and things like that. You know, you just walk, and when they're gone, you know, their plane took off before yours, and you're a couple of days without them. It's like you're stranded on a desert island or something like that. Is the life of the party are all packed up and gone, and it's a rather more mundane affair. So you know, that's the great beauty of you know, this neighbor I have here, the United States. And I used to live at the border, and you know, in the good old days when it was like there was no border, you know, every payday I'd be across with mom and dad and my sister, and you know, we'd be tooling around the Niagara region and you know, going to all sorts of places for dinner and looking at our country from the other side, so you can actually see what it looks like across the Niagara River, and just marveling at this beautiful relationship that we have as neighbors and being so happy about that, because it wasn't like I was going to another country. It was just like I was going to another home, and it was my lifelong neighbor's home. And I like to feel that Americans have that same feeling when they come across the border to this side, is the fact that, you know, you're coming to a place where you're appreciated and we care about you, and that, you know, we're together as peoples like very few peoples that have ever lived in existence, and we have the same common enemies and the same common threats and the same common problems, and you know what, we can deal with them, put them in place, and prosper. And that's what makes this really so wonderful. And Jack, you were going to tie it up a little bit about Google and some of our free speech issues and show how they work on us.
Sure. You alluding to Canada there, I remember when I was about 12 years old, I went to Expo 67. I know I was about 8 years old. And anyway, I remember driving on a bus with my aunt, because it's a long story, it doesn't matter. We cross the Canadian border and just keep right on going. No, no stops for, you know, frisking your bags or any of that stuff. And it was quite a thing to see Montreal at the time. It was so clean. I came back just thinking, what a clean people. Anyway, this thing, let's just wrap up a couple of things here. You know, with the Jim Fetzer interview and the Sandy Hook thing, one of the things that's most compelling about Jim Fetzer in his mind is that it's just basically a reasoning machine. And what he looks at it in his book, if anyone's interested in looking at it while it's still available, because things that tell the truth that hurt terribly bad this system are removed. And then you're told they're removed because it's going to harm you. Absolutely, that is a false statement, always is. And people like Posner and others who want to remove your right to even read something that may be wrong are obviously working for an agenda and not because they lost a loved one. And in this case, Jim looked at lots of things that are very easy for anyone to see and then asked simple questions like, how likely is this? For example, people standing in the audience of that on the day of the event with FEMA badges on and signs that say you must pre-register and check in. And the list of those kind of anomalies is quite large. It takes many chapters. Those things are not likely at all. So when something is entirely unlikely, then you have to assume that they probably didn't happen the way you thought they did. And basically, it comes down to, can you suggest something is the way it is because it passes the reasonable doubt test? And if you can get to the point where it's true beyond a reasonable doubt, then you pretty much have all you can have, especially in this world where we're not allowed to have an investigation done by any authority. And we can't have discovery because we can't get any kind of court case against the Sandy Hook debacle. And even if you did, you wouldn't be allowed to present your evidence. So there's no way to go to the last step, which is to totally tidy it up. But I would recommend anybody that's questioning this as maybe not true, give that book a read first before you make that decision. And then moving on, you know, we see Google and Alphabet and their properties like YouTube and many other tentacles that they have into the system of electronic information are criminals themselves defending an agenda for which they for a long time hid or kept themselves cloaked as part of. But with this case of Jen Janai, for example, you know, she makes the comment that she was attempting to make it so that everything was fair. And then all I can say about this woman is that she obviously cannot think. She's a irresponsible repeater of secondhand thought. And she didn't realize that she was talking about a word that someone invented a new definition for. And so all of this stuff, fairness and hate, these are not the definitions that we're used to that are in the dictionary. And in this world of psychological terrorism, trauma-based mind control, you have to be concerned with the fact that definitions of words are now legal constructs, and they are routinely changed right in front of your eyes. And if you miss the memo, you're going to continue to talk about them as though you knew what the definition was. And in this case, for example, fairness had nothing to do with the kind of fairness where, you know, you don't let the sixth graders play the 10th graders in baseball, because that's just a little bit unfair. In this case, they were talking about the fairness of whether or not Google and its agenda, which is powered by a monstrous machine of banking wealth and generational elites, get their presidential candidate elected and their views heard and their representation of reality shown on the video. That's what's fair. And in this case, she was pretending in her own mind, because she's probably trauma-based mind control, that she was talking about whether it was fair that Donald Trump could be president when it violated, you know, certain ideologies that she's absorbed, like it was unfair to minority groups that have always been subjugated by the minority here. And it comes back to underlying, you know, this concept that whites are bad people. And so was working with a changed definition. I think it's extremely important for everyone to understand the definitions used now for hate and anti-Semitism and et cetera, they're not definitions that were originally given to these words. In fact, there is no such thing as anti-Semitism, but anti-hate, for example, they're not talking about hate as in, I hate to step on a nail, I hate when it rains and I forgot my umbrella, or I dislike this person because this person's historically, you know, robbed my house. They're talking about the kind of hate of things they hate to hear. And so it's like when you go into post office and you see diversity is our strength. They're not talking to you about it being your strength. They're talking about it being their strength. And so when we have these platforms of multiculturalism and diversity and forced immigration and promotion of degenerate lifestyles, it's not for purposes of making our lives better. It's not morally superior to support it based on the ideas that you like the words. But in fact, it's designed to undermine our culture and our civilization so that it makes it easier to destroy. And that's what Google and YouTube are now having to come out of the closet and having to drop their, Romulan cloak, because they can no longer sustain the model of allowing information, truth, and digging and citizen journals like Stephanie Sledge to continue to publish truth because people are finding it compelling. The truth is always more interesting than the lie. The lie is unsustainable because it has no underpinning. All you have to do is dig a little bit and you see that there's nothing below but cards. And so in the case of truth, you can dig down a layer and, oh, there's another layer. And you can continue to dig till you get to the bottom. And that's why truth is something that people love. And they search for their entire lives and they'll give up their life for. Because there's nothing at all but dirty about a lie. And especially a monstrous construct lie like the things we've heard. For example, that airliners were involved with 9/11 and brought the World Trade Centers down. Or that there were... a single lone gunman killed John F. Kennedy. And the list goes on and on and on. These are trauma-based, mind-controlled lies that have nothing underneath of them. So it's no longer possible for you to see Christopher Bolin's videos about Israel's involvement in 9/11 when he, in fact, documents it as clearly as you could without a court of law that's honest. And so those videos of Christopher Bolin have been taken down everywhere. Why? If they are a lie, if they're not true, how could they harm anyone? And if you live in a country that's based on the First Amendment, why would you not allow someone to hear something that may be nonsense? There's only one reason, and that's the reason. And that reason is that they're not lies. There's gems of truth in all of that material, and the more you begin to dig around in it, the dirtier you find that the world we live in is. And so that's why we now have the ADL worried about white supremacists all the time when there is no such thing. Certainly no supremacists as supreme as Zionist supremacy. And that's why we hear ADL working with others about anti-Semitism and things like the trust network that's been created with Google and the Alphabet Group and so-called authorities like lying CNN and lying MSNBC and other, elites that own these networks. Six companies own all the media in the United States and in Canada and New Zealand and Australia and Europe and South Africa. And they do that on purpose because if you own the media, you own the minds. You can manipulate the minds, and that's what this is about today. And with the advent of trauma-based mind control, most people are unaware that they're being programmed by these medias. They see a terrible event like the World Trade Center, and then they're told a ridiculous story. I mean, absolutely physically impossible story. And then they're left with having to believe it because it was inserted in the right condition of the trauma that was ensued first. And so in this world, I guess my only concern for everyone is that it's time to start thinking for yourself. It's time to assume it's basically BS, because if it's coming from the mainstream media, it's BS. If it doesn't have any value as truth, it won't be. And if it does come off as truth, it's because it has a slither of value in the agenda that is not truthful at all, at least not for you. The insiders understand what's happening. People like Jenji and I do not understand. They are just useful idiots that are given positions of responsibility and given reasons for why they're harming others, while their, you know, why their fairness is not fair to anyone else. And so I guess I get myself a little caught up in that, but I think that that's how we analyze this world today. Imagine that the enemy and our oppressor has also all the money in the world. I mean, literally can manufacture every amount of money that you would ever need to do anything ever. If it's 100 million, if it's a trillion, if it's 10 trillion, if it's 100 trillion, they can manufacture that money. So that means they can buy everything. So why in the world would you imagine that they would have any limitations or have any way that they're going to be outed with just little Jim Fetter using his powerful mind uncovering this maze of lies and then thinking he can go to a court of law and have it all straightened out? It's just not going to be possible. And unfortunately, that's the world we live in. We live in a world of 5G, George, which is something that is just so dangerous, and no one has even taken the time to see what the biological effects of these MMWs, millimeter waves, is going to be on humanity. And yet they're rushing like crazy. I don't know if you saw several months ago when Donald Trump said we had to have this rolled out by the end of the year. I wonder what the hurry is. Why is it absolutely, positively got to be done? And, you know, is it because that's where they turn on this switch and we all become zombies? Or
that's what Elon Musk said.
I don't know.
He said that the only thing that stopped us from being cyborgs is we don't have the power at this point. So once they get that power, then they can take it up a step. And I think overall the long-term game plan is to reduce human population, and they've been trying to do it with soft focus items at this point. And I think at the next point, you know, just overt people dying from all sorts, because you won't be able to really tie why your body broke down with this invisible microwaves coming into your body. It'll just have an effect, and then you'll go to the doctor later and say, okay, this gave out, that gave out, this gave out, but there'll be a medical reason for your demise or illness, but it won't be tied directly to the fact that you got hit with these microwaves. And they just fried certain parts of your body or inculcated cancer or activated a disease or something like that. And you're just gone. And they just seem to be in a big hurry to, you know, get rid of, this God-created carbon-based life on the planet Earth by any means necessary, even the most radical of things like Fukushima or the Gulf oil disaster, trying to muck up the weather.
Right.
You know, it's no holes barred, eliminate us from existence. And Amos said that as well when I played a little recording of him last time out, that our existence could disappear like mist for some of the things they have on
right.
their game plan. And there's one thing about the truth that's good to help you discern the truth. The truth, unfortunately, frequently, most often, is painful. And that's how you know you got
Correct.
The truth. The lies are sweet and succulent, and you relish them like you would do your favorite candy bar. There's only one problem. It's a lie. And that's the way to discern it frequently. And when something starts to make you feel itchy and scratchy and, you know, having a pain reflex or something like that, it's probably the truth, and it's activating emotions in your body that are generally stimulated because we were just inured to a world of lies. And we're not used to feeling that difficult stuff. And it's just part of, like, the balanced diet. I eat bitters. Well, they're bitter. Sure no sugar bowl in that stuff. But it's good for you, and it's part of a balanced diet, and it kills cancer cells and probably makes your body healthy in many other ways. And so you get used to it, and then I crave it, and now I don't crave sugar as much as I used to when I was a kid and put a drop of coffee in a sugar bowl and drank it or something like that. It's, you know, that's just the way it is, and you get used to it, and then you get to appreciate it, and you like it for what it is because, as Jesus said, ultimately the truth sets you free, and the lies will keep us enslaved. And which path do you want to go down? I want to be free. and I want to be set free. So the lies are, they'll just evaporate in no time at all under any stress situation or problem. But the truth will be there to hold and embrace clearly for eternity and hopefully passed on to a next generation.
Absolutely. And I believe that the truth is something that makes me excited. I know that it's, I mean, this is like Trump said, the calm before the storm. The storm is gathering, and we haven't even seen the headwinds yet. And but the problem is that the fake reality that they have weaved over the last 100 years, basically since 1913, when they stole the American system of wealth and created the Federal Reserve. Also, the ADL was created that year. Also, the income tax was created that year. Also, they removed the rights of the United States individual state governments to choose their own senator. So 1913, a rather magical number, was a pivotal year in the history of the United States. It's when the United States was stolen completely. And I believe that the truth since that time has been modified so significantly that most of us haven't the slightest idea of what happened ever. We're told a story and we believe it. They taught it in school. You know, we went to the moon. one nonsense after another. And so now with the advent of the internet and for a short while, YouTube and Google, we were able to get somewhere with figuring out this is all BS. And the truth is not bad. I mean, the truth doesn't harm you. It's not unreasonable to imagine that in 1969 we certainly couldn't have gone to the moon. I mean, the thing they built was made out of tinfoil. They couldn't even get it to work. I mean, they had to kill Jim Lovell, right? I mean, what astronaut was putting lemons all around it when the next thing you know, he burned up? The truth isn't that bad. It's something that would make it more clear to us what a difficult task that might be and how people would be manipulated to present hundreds of billions of dollars to an organization like NASA that was a lie. And what did they do with that money? And what are they doing with the money today? And so, anyway, I'm like you, George. I think the truth is a beautiful thing, and even if we can't make it happen in our lifetime where we get the satisfaction of being unchained, because we are more slaves than can possibly imagine. The movie The Matrix tells you straight out what you are. And I like the fact that somebody somewhere allows these movies to give you a clue when you're somebody like us that's searching for some sort of metaphor to wrap your head around how you can understand this thing. And that movie is a perfect metaphor for the world we live in. Most people are in dissonance. They're uncomfortable. And I'm sorry, they're comfortable and becoming uncomfortable with the fact that there are people out there messing things up by figuring out that this is all a lie and that we're slaves for the banking system. And our medicine is poison. Our food is poison. The air is being poisoned. And, oh, yeah, you can live in this world and get heavy for no reason and get more sickly than your parents did and die earlier and give them all your insurance money. Or you can say, you know, I don't care. I'm not doing it anymore. Whatever it costs me. I'm facing the fact that, you know, I can't find work anymore or whatever because of my opinions, that the system doesn't like people that tell the truth, and they take your videos down or, you know, they call you names or they sue you for millions of dollars. That's just the way it's got to be. And there has to be people like you, George, that stands up and says, you know, if you're not going to do it, I'll do it. Somebody's got to do it. And anyway, I appreciate the work you do, and I find your conversation very interesting, and your wit is very complicated, and you're also a very sharp mind. I enjoy the stuff you send to me to read, and it's a pleasure getting the chance to talk to you like this from time to time.
Oh, indeed. Pleasure to talk to you, too. You're a good, honest, faithful man, and there's so few left. You know, in that old movie, High Noon, they always said they had trouble finding deputies. Well, I found a few, and you're one of them. So, you know, when the train comes and the enemy's on it, you know, it's you and me, at least, and my faithful dog will be at my side, too. And that's something that's very, very important as well, that they seem to be able to cut through the veneer of the illusion. And it is just so important to, you know, for people to come to realize, you know, what we're in and what we're against. And not to fear it, but to embrace it, really, because sometimes the good Lord selects you to do something, and it wasn't easy. Walking to the cross wasn't easy, and you know, a lot of the things we have to deal with aren't going to be easy either, but it is the truth. So if someone's interested in Dr. Fetzer's books, I know they're being sold to the end of the month, especially the SH one, and you know, then it'll be pulled, and some of his other books, as I understand it, are being pulled from various
Amazon.
Places. Yes, Amazon. And
Amazon dumped like six of them.
So, you know, there's something...
Amazon dumped six of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, I just opened his email there about that. And, you know, so I just told him that the most important books to read were always the ones they wanted to burn or ban. And that put them at the top of the list. So I guess it's the B&B list, the burn and ban list. And because if the powers to be don't want you to look at that, you know, it's like you're a policeman, right? You pull over a car, everybody must know this story, you know. Don't look in the trunk. Where's the first place you're going to look, right? Well, there was this kid once who said that to this policeman, right? And he was building his own nuclear power plant out of stuff from smoke alarms. So it was very small, but very radioactive, and he was going to dispose of it somewhere because it scared him, you know, and he put it in the trunk of the car, and he was going somewhere, and he was only, like, really young, you know, pimples, no driver's license or something, the police pull him over, don't look in the trunk! Well, the first place the guy's going is, no, no, don't look in the trunk, it's radioactive. But the guy ended up getting a job in the United States Navy working on a nuclear-powered warship, so all things worked out for the good. And all things will work out for the good here, because you're in the right place here at Power Our Nation, that one glorious nation under God going around the world trying to spread and find some truth. Thanks for coming out. I'm George Froy, and Jack Mullen was with us today, and we appreciate you and the world we're going to save. Good day.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneider.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call